Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, we're here to talk to you about Sucrebe, a perfumery we love so much. They have not one, but two official The Magnus Archives perfumes, one inspired by John and Martin, and another inspired by the mysterious Ex Altiora, a book from the library of Jürgen Leitner. Sucrebe also make official perfumes for our friends over at Old Gods of Appalachia, including Blood and Bone and Unknown Roads. You should check them out. Sucrebe is a women-owned and operated perfumery that is vegan and cruelty-free, witchy and sometimes irreverent. Expect perfumes like You're in a Cult, Call Your Dad, or Vodka and Swearing, the ever-popular Chloroform, or Papa's Waffles. Sucrebe do a range of exciting and unique fragrances you won't find anywhere else. They broadly fit into the following five categories. Classic scents that pass the test of time. Goth scents, for those who like it dark and mysterious. Witchy scents that are mysterious and potiony. Nerdy scents, for all the self-professed nerds out there. And femme scents, the classically floral and sweet scents, but we recommend them for anyone of any gender. Sucrebe small batch perfumes are not like any other. You can find out more by going to rustyquill.com/perfume. That's rustyquill.com/PERFUME. Also, you can join the supportive and kind Sucrebe community with over 18,000 members on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Sucrebe. That's SUCREABEILLE.
This episode is dedicated to Sarah Anna Ballard, and I just wanted to say I absolutely love this series and everything you've done. You guys are an inspiration to me, and I always look forward to seeing more of your content. Keep it up. Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Protocol. Episode 14, Pet Protocol. project.
How's the new blend?
Oof, vicious.
Excellent. Chocolate Leibniz.
Mmm, the good stuff. I'm honored.
Damn right you are. So, how's tricks?
Not bad. You?
Same old. Been anywhere good recently?
Yeah, well, you know.
Do I? Oh, the gate. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So, how was it?
It was good. No, it was good. It's just, well...
Just?
We mostly talked about work.
Oh, Sam.
You know what he's like. He's a sweet guy, but he can just be a bit...
Infuriating?
Intense, sometimes.
Yeah. What were you actually talking about? He's been worked up about the job ever since you two went out. It's like watching a dog with a toffee. Funny at first, but it's hard not to worry.
We were just speculating on what the actual deal is. You know, the big why.
Sure, I went through the same thing when I started.
I mean, it wasn't all work.
Let me guess. Discount roses, 2-for-1 sushi and a split cab home before 9. That sort of thing.
I'm more of a Lily's gal.
A woman after my own heart. Well, don't be too hard on him. He tries his best, he's just a bit naff sometimes.
I'm sure you'll do better next time.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Listen, Alice.
Here we go.
Is this going to be a problem?
Golly gosh, I hope not.
I'm serious. You need to tell me if you're going to have an issue with us. I don't know what the deal was between you, but I'm not interested in getting tangled up in workplace drama.
The only drama is the dilemma of how I could possibly get by without you all to myself.
Alice,
I'm too intimidated by your genius intellect and desperately hot-bod and think we should just stay friends. I couldn't agree more. And on that note, I'm going to head off before I make you any more in love with me. Just try to restrain yourself, yeah? Sam's masculinity is already hanging by a thread.
Sure.
Good evening, Sam. How are you getting on?
Yeah, good. Great. Thank you. Getting into the groove.
I'm glad to hear it.
Was there something else?
Have you seen Gwen tonight?
I've not, I'm afraid. But if I do, I'll send her your way.
See that you do. Thank you, Sam.
Sure. Okay.
Treatment report. Elemapest Limited. Attending technician, Alyssa Beck. Date, 01-08-1995. Job number, 8146. Client contact, Anthony Walker. Property type, commercial. Address, Resounding Reptile Emporium, Hartshill, Newcastle-under-Lyme. Follow-up required? Yes. Report type, call-out. Note, Follow-up postponed until location of attending technician determined. Initial assessment, 15:30. Call-out received from dispatch at 15:05 to attend the property. Client reported that a rat had been spotted in the shop's break room. Upon arrival, I met with the proprietor. Shopkeeper was concerned about the potential of fleas or ticks brought in by the rodent. He had clear red/sore patches around his neck from itching. I assured him that, unless he had come into close contact, it was unlikely that he had been bitten or suffered from parasite transference. Most likely psychosomatic phantom bites as an effect of the current heat wave. Worth noting, however, that the strong odour of the shop indicates that the IAQ of the Reptile Emporium is likely below recommendations. Follow-up probably required. I suspect that due to the heat and humidity of the shop, mosquitoes may be present, which might also be the source of the shopkeeper's skin irritation. The resounding Reptile Emporium backs onto a marshy nature reserve, which increases this risk, although none spotted during initial inspection. Requested shop be cleared of customers for full inspection. Client's agitation increased, presumably due to business worries, resulting in a brief altercation. Kept mentioning his burden and grabbing at my sleeve. Received slight scratch by accident, but no escalation or violence, so no need for full incident report. Although anyone following up should be advised, there may be a mental health problem. Inspection, 15:41. Break room situated in an annex separated from the main shop by a formerly external door. Adequate barrier between main shop and affected area. Customers vacated from premises by client. Multiple uncovered food sources present in break room. Open bin containing various unfinished food items and empty frozen mice packets, snake food presumably. Discarded crisp and sweet wrappers on countertops. Even with the window open, there is a strong smell of spoiled food. Recommended consideration, sealed waste disposal and food storage. Ants spotted in and around cabinets. Follow-up required for treatment if full infestation identified. Further inspection, 15:50. Found cylindrical droppings with sheared ends, indicating squirrel. Minimal volume, likely just the one. Woodland area and trees directly outside break room window. Recommended prevention, mesh grate over window to prevent further ingress. Squirrel discovered on overhead cabinets. Window left fully opened to aid exit. Area sealed. Treatment, 16:10. Retrieved live capture trap from van. Customers granted re-entry to shop floor. During room preparation, small hole discovered between wall of break room and adjacent room. Used by squirrel as point of egress. Adjacent room locked, key requested and signed out with client. Hole sealed. Summary, 16:30. Squirrel found among storage boxes and captured alive with trap. Will seal ingress hole after removal. Captured squirrel appears lethargic, likely injured or poisoned. Remove... Police aren't here yet. They say any minute, but I don't think it'll matter. I can hear the operator on the phone, but it's just noise. Snakes. Thousands of them. How could he keep so many in there? Dad, this is for you, for everything you taught me, everything you shared. I need you to know what happened, and I know you'll believe me. Don't blame yourself for not answering the phone. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. The other room, the one the squirrel escaped to, the one I'm in now, it's a sort of makeshift CCTV office. Just a storage closet, really. All the cameras show the shop interior. Just after I caught the damn thing, when I was about to head out, something caught my eye on the screen. I wasn't being nosy, I promise. It was just there. I couldn't help but notice. The client... The guy who owns the shop. He was reaching over the counter, grabbing at a customer while their daughter stood crying nearby. I recognized the girl, or at least the toy gosling she was holding. Remembered how she looked at her dad when I told the two of them to wait outside. It reminded me of us. It's selfish how I wish you were here now, Dad. When I unsealed the shop floor, the shopkeeper seemed obsessed with continuing his sales pitch to the pair. He was adamant that they purchase a snake and pretty much ignored me entirely. It made me a bit uneasy, so I hung back to watch. Thinking back, I should have noticed he was off. As I watched the monitor, the shopkeeper suddenly lunged forward, clearing the desk, smashing the glass on his way with a crash I heard even through the closed door, leaving him sprawling among the crickets previously boxed on the shelf behind him. They were jumping. Flowing, twitching, thousands of them just juddering pixels on the monitor. but the noise was palpable, punching through the wall like a fist. I grabbed my phone and called the police. I should have gone out there and helped, but I was scared. I just couldn't. I started to explain over the phone, and they said something back, but I wasn't listening. On the screen, I could see the customer had scrambled to his feet, and he and his daughter were nearly out of the entrance. The shopkeeper lunged one last time, and that's when I noticed he'd started to change. He was bloated, swollen around the neck. The door slammed in his face, and as he stumbled backwards, something fell from his mouth. I couldn't make it out, though. The screen was so fuzzy, and it was just a blur. Moments passed with no noise except the screaming crickets and my own thudding heartbeat. The shopkeeper lay completely prone. He hadn't moved at all, and I wondered if the fall had knocked him out, cracked his skull or something. Then there was movement near his head, and he began to twitch and spasm. I thought it might be a seizure, but then his mouth began to open, wider and wider, impossibly wide, his jawbones snapping with the strain. And then a horde of slender shapes slithered out. Snakes, Dad. Thousands of them. All from inside him, pushing up through his deflating throat. The floor was lost beneath the heaving, writhing mass of them. I could hear the scrape of their scales on the linoleum, but they made no other sound. Then the owner's body began to slide across the floor towards the closed door between us. It took me a moment to realize his body was being pulled over the broken glass and debris, carried on the creature's backs towards me. I got the door locked just in time. This room, it's a mess. Printouts, delivery notes, a bunch of rejection letters from some institute he pinned to the wall with a kitchen knife. And it's hot in here, Dad. Too hot. Oh, God. I can feel it. My throat is swelling and it itches. I can still hear all the snakes brushing up against the door and in the walls, I think. Christ. They're in the walls. Oh, God. I forgot about the hole. I love you, Dad.
No. No. Could be any institute.
The letters.
Jesus! Don't sneak up on people like that.
I didn't sneak up. It's not my fault if you're distracted.
When did you get here?
Just now. Seems pretty straightforward to me. Snakes? Not sure what the collective noun is. Horde, maybe? Cross-linked with infection, too, probably. I wouldn't have thought the letters have any bearing on the classification.
Right. Yeah. Thanks.
You can check the binder yourself, though. I've got other stuff to do.
Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of, Lena was after you.
When?
Dunno, a few minutes ago. She seemed, not happy.
Is she ever? What did you tell her?
Nothing. Just that I hadn't seen you. Something wrong?
Nothing you can help with.
Listen, Gwen...
Just leave it, all right? Focus on your cases. You wouldn't understand.
Of course not.
That's not... I don't have time for this.
No one ever does.
Magnus Protocol is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell, and directed by Alexander J. Newell. This episode was written by Sean Pellington and edited with additional materials by Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell, with vocal edits by Lorianne Davis, soundscaping by Tessa Vroom, and mastering by Catherine Ranella, with music by Sam Jones. It featured Billy Hindle as Alice Dyer, Shahan Hamza as Samama Khalid, Anuja Battersby as Gwen Bouchard, Lorianne Davis as Celia Ripley, Sarah Lambie as Lena Kelly, with additional voices from Jonathan Sims. The Magnus Protocol is produced by April Sumner, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell, Danny McDonough, Lynn C., and Samantha F.G. Hamilton. And associate producers Jordan L. Hawk, Taylor Michaels, Nicole Perlman, C.T. Esteraven, and Megan Nice. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Sean Pellington here, the writer of the episode you've just listened to. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it. If you did, and you'd like to hear more of my work, be sure to check out my show, Wake of Corrosion, an apocalyptic thriller that follows a story of two brothers who inadvertently find themselves in a world filled with eldritch horrors and bizarre occurrences. You can listen to Wake of Corrosion by following the link in the show notes below, or by visiting rustyquill.com. Enjoy. To give you an idea of the show, here's a quick trailer.
The recent, and as of yet unnamed, events have completely changed life as we know it.
The whole place, it's covered in blood.
From where a human chest would be, these bony, finger-like appendages stretched out.
There's something at the vent.
Oh, Jesus, grab your stuff.
What is that?
Does it freaking matter? Grab your stuff.
Those people, those monsters I saw the other day, I think they followed me here.
Oh, God. Hi, we are here to talk to you about Sucrebe, a perfumery we love so much. They have not one, but two official The Magnus Archives perfumes, one inspired by John and Martin, and another inspired by the mysterious Ex Altiora, a book from the library of Jürgen Leitner. Sucrebe also make official perfumes for our friends over at Old Gods of Appalachia, including Blood and Bone and Unknown Roads. You should check them out. Sucrebe is a women-owned and operated perfumery that is vegan and cruelty-free, witchy and sometimes irreverent. Expect perfumes like You're in a Cult, Call Your Dad, or Vodka and Swearing, the ever-popular Chloroform, or Papa's Waffles. Sucrebe do a range of exciting and unique fragrances you won't find anywhere else. They broadly fit into the following five categories. Classic scents that pass the test of time. Goth scents, for those who like it dark and mysterious. Witchy scents that are mysterious and potiony. Nerdy scents, for all the self-professed nerds out there. And femme scents, the classically floral and sweet scents, but we recommend them for anyone of any gender. Sucrebe small batch perfumes are not like any other. You can find out more by going to www.rustyquill.com/perfume. That's rustyquill.com/PERFUME. Also, you can join the supportive and kind Sucrebe community with over 18,000 members on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Sucrebe. That's SUCREABEILLE.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.